Christians are causing problems for Pakistan's leaders. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. Over 50 Christians died on Easter Sunday when suicide bombers targeted a park. This week, Asia Bibi, a Christian woman accused of blasphemy, is the center of attention.
The national government in Pakistan, they have these protesters on one side of them demanding her execution, and they want to kind of pacify the radical Muslims, but then they have the worldwide community saying, what are you doing? Why would you allow that even to happen?
Meanwhile, Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says things on the ground are heating to a boil. Would you mind sending some hope to Pakistani gospel workers on our Facebook page? And yesterday, we told you how girls with disabilities in India often have to fend for themselves. Today, Jonathan Bowlback of Help India Kids shares a story illustrating what they're doing about it. Two girls, both without the use of their legs, went through the mission's school to get an education and learn job skills. Today, they each run their own shops.
These girls come in, and in the eyes of their families, they couldn't have held down jobs. And yet, that's what they're doing today. And so they were rejected, but now they've been accepted and really prepared. And we are just so excited to see that happen. The transformation that we see, obviously, they still are going to have the disability, but now they are given a chance to make something of their life.
Help India Kids focuses on meeting a variety of needs, including the child's need for a family and their spiritual need to know Jesus. Would you like to help in the work of Help India Kids? Head to our website to get started. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.